Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parashas Truma, Moshe is told to build the Shulchan. The Shulchan is the table which will be placed inside the Mishkan, near the inner Mizbeach and near the Menorah. And the Shulchan is where the Lechem HaPanim is placed all day and every day. And the Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, and other places in Chazal tell us that the Shulchan, with its plentiful large bread, is a symbol of physical material wealth. It's located in the Mishkan. And when the Beis HaMikdash is built, it's located inside the Beis HaMikdash as well. And it's a symbol of the value of material wealth in our Avodas Hashem, but only on the condition that we remember where and from whom our material wealth comes. Of course, it comes only from Hashem. And by seeing the Shulchan in the Mishkan, in the Kodesh section of the Mishkan, we are also reminded how and in what way to use our wealth in a Kadosh way in our service of Hashem and in our service of Hashem's people. There's so much to say on this topic, but for today's FMM, I'd like to focus on one element, one aspect of the Shulchan and on the Lechem HaPanim that is based on Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, who died in 1888. Rav Hirsch says the following beautiful idea in his commentary on the Chumash on Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Chaf Tes. The Gemara in Maseches Menachos Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis describes the shape of the bread, the shape of the Lechem HaPanim that rests on the Shulchan. According to Rabbi Chanina, the bread is Kmin Teva Prutza. It's like a box that's open on two sides. In other words, each loaf is like an open box. It has a flat surface on the bottom with both ends turned up into walls on each side. And when the Lechem HaPanim is placed one on top of the other on the Shulchan, those upturned ends, those upturned walls, support the loaves placed on top of each one. And not only that, the combined length of those two supporting walls of each loaf is equal to the length of the base of the loaf. Again, the length of the two upturned walls is equal to the length of the base of the loaves. So what you have then is that the shape of each loaf supports the load on top of it on the Shulchan as much as it supports itself. Each loaf is shaped in such a way that it supports another loaf as much as it supports itself on its own base. And what does that mean? Rav Hirsch says that the structure of each loaf of the Lechem HaPanim with its supporting walls is quite appropriate for the Shulchan in general as a symbol and reminder for the divine source of our Parnassa. Rav Hirsch says that it expresses and highlights the message that the condition demanded for a proper way of life is to give ourselves fully to the interests of others. Every person must, quote, acquire and hold as much for others as for himself. Rav Hirsch calls this, quote, the fundamental condition for material comfort, end quote. When we think of the Shulchan and of the Lechem HaPanim, we think of the structure of that bread, and we say to ourselves that we must be like that bread. We have to use what we have to help others, to support others, to bring others in, and not chas v'shalom the opposite. We have to be like the supporting bread of the Lechem HaPanim. Rav Hirsch says that this message of the bread, the giving, supportive bread, is found not only in the structure of the bread, but also in the recipe of the bread. In Parshas Emor, in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Chavdalet, Pasuk Hei, the Torah tells us that each one of the Lechem HaPanim is made of two esronim of flour. And esaron is a unit of dry volume that's a bit more than 2 liters of flour. So each loaf of the Lechem HaPanim is made of two esronim. And Rav Hirsch points out that the Torah tells us, back in Parshas Beshalach, in Sefer Shmos, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Lamed Vav, that each portion of the man, of the divine man, an individual portion of man, is one isaron. In other words, each one of us only needs one isaron. But the Lechem HaPanim is made of two esronim. And that, says Rav Hirsch, points again and again to the message that we've been speaking about. The very recipe of the Lechem HaPanim is doubled, one for me and one to share with someone else. And the Mishnah says in the very beginning of the 11th Perek in Maseches Menachos that the Lechem HaPanim are baked, ne'efos, shtaim, shtaim. They're baked not alone, but in pairs, side by side. And remember that the Lechem HaPanim sat on the Shulchan in pairs, side by side. So the messages of the Shulchan and of the Lechem HaPanim again and again are sent in a loud and clear way. There is nothing wrong with being comfortable physically as long as it doesn't get to our heads. And it doesn't cause us to mistakenly think that it was us that got us that got us this comfort. And as long as it helps us to serve Hashem and not, God forbid, the opposite. And this message of the Lechem HaPanim comes again and again. We have to make sure that whatever Hashem grants us, we have to use it to help others, to share with others, to support others, to stand side by side with them and to help them as they help us. Have an amazing day, everyone.